So.
Well then, your entities.
Wären wir in
If we
UTC,
were in UTC,
wären wir jetzt schon
it
in
would be midnight now.
Mitternacht, es ist
And
13 Stunden.
midnight is the
13 Stunden
spooky
und
hour.
gruselige Dinge.
And this means that
Gruselige
spooky
Dinge
things happen,
und Mathematik
like
und
mathematics and physics.
Aber
But
wie auch bei den Geistern gibt es immer
as
starke
with ghosts, we
Persönlichkeiten,
also have
die
strong
sich
personalities here
Bösen in den Weg stellen
who have no fear of the bad things and
näher bringen wollen.
shed light into
Und
this.
schon seit vielen, vielen
Rosa has
Jahren
been doing for many
fasziniert
years,
mich
or
das,
has since
was in
many
diesen
years,
Geistern
a
für mich
good
immer
fascination for particle physics, which has been a nightmare
Problem
for myself.
die nächsten
And
30
she
Jahre
will present
erklären,
us in the
warum
next
alles
30 minutes
Böses
why this is
eingesetzt
not
hat,
evil
auch
at
dort
all.
heute für den
A
Aufstieg in die
big
höchste
applause,
Wissenschaft.
please, for introduction to particle physics from Rosa.
Hi,
Hi, I'm
ich
Rosa. I'm 18 and I'm studying physics at TU Graz.
Noch dazu besuche ich auch jeden
And
Morgen
I
die Vorlesungen.
also
Und ich
visiting
muss sagen, meine
mathematics lectures
Fächerkombination hat
and
mich
I will
wirklich
present you particle physics tonight.
Stellst du dich mal
Wow.
kurz vor,
Well,
wer
the
du
first
bist und
question,
wie du
why
Physik
particle
studierst.
physics?
Da möchte ich euch eine kleine
I
Geschichte
want
erzählen.
you to tell you a story about this.
Als ich noch
When
etwas kleiner
I
war
was still
und
younger
halbwegs denken
and
konnte,
yeah, could think more or less, then I asked myself, how does the world function? How does it work? I looked at my hand and I thought,
Wenn ich ihr sage, sie soll sich bewegen,
When I think or say
wie kann
it
denn
should
das
move,
passieren?
it just moves. How can this
Was
happen?
besteht meine Hand eigentlich?
What's my hand
Was
made
ist
of
meine
at all? What am I made of?
die Welt um
What's the world around us made of?
Naja, ich sage
And
es mal
well,
so. Wenn man sich solche
say it
Fragen
like this. If you ask questions like
stellt,
this,
ist es nicht
then
einfach, eine Antwort darauf zu
in
finden.
the first moment it's not
Ich würde auch
easy to
sagen,
find
jeder
an
Mensch
answer
findet
to
diese
it.
Antwort auf seine eigene
And
Weise und vielleicht
everybody
in
will
anderen
find
Themen.
this answer on his or her
Das ist
own
Teilchenphysik, die für mich Klarheit
kind.
gebracht
For me personally, it was particle physics, which
Und
brought
eine
clarity to this
interessante Entwicklung,
question.
die ihr hier vertreten
And
konntet,
interesting thing about it
hat mich
is,
beschäftigt,
when you
weil dann kommt
study
man
particle
relativ schnell
physics,
drauf, dass das ganz schön viel Mathematik ist.
you quite fast get
Relativität
to
versteht
into
man, wenn
the,
man
you
sie
realize
versteht.
that it's
Es gibt keine
more
Relativität.
mainly or a lot of
Und
mathematics. There is no
ich sage es
particle
mal so,
physics without
am
math.
Anfang war das
So in the beginning,
schwierig
this
zu
was all really difficult to understand.
Man hat
You get
manchmal das Gefühl,
overwhelmed. You have the
dass man nicht
feeling
weiß,
that
was ist, wenn man zu
you
dumm
don't want.
ist, wenn man einfach
What if I'm too dumb for it? If I'm
nicht
not intelligent for all of
weiß,
this?
wie man Teilchenphysik nie verstehen wird, weil man die
What
Mathematik dahinter nicht
if
versteht.
I don't
Und wenn ich mich
understand particle
weiß,
physics because I don't understand mathematics?
hat dann mein
But at
Physikstudium
some
begonnen. Und ich
point,
habe auch
my
angefangen,
physics
Mathematik
studies
anzufangen.
started.
Habe
I
somit
also
meine
decided to
Physik 1
started
Vorlesung
with
besucht, die
mathematics,
Physikstudium
with
angefangen.
analysis one,
Da hatte ich dort
and
dann
I visited this.
später einen tollen Professor,
And there I had and have a
ja,
very good
jedenfalls
professor.
nachweislich in zwei
And
Stunden, der
in
mir
a
dann
2-hour
die
lecture, he
Augen
always does a
geöffnet.
special kind
Das
of a
heißt, wir
pause with us.
kommen
He
zu einer
makes a pause.
Konvergenz.
We stop with analysis,
Er rufe seine Kollegen
convergences,
zusammen,
etc. And he
weckt sie
gets some
nochmal und
cookies.
stellt ihnen das
And
Problem
we
vor.
talk
Dann
about
kommt er
one
zu einem
specific mathematic
Ereignis. Er
topics,
hat
which he presents
Mathematik
us.
und zwar
And
von
one day
Domenico
he
Montanari.
showed us a
Er
video
ist
from
ein
Hugo Domenici,
Medizinstudent der
Japan.
60er
That's
Jahre,
the
Gefühlsmedaillenpreisträger von
Nobel Prize
2022
winner
und
in peace, if I
der
understand
hat
correctly,
folgendes
for
gesagt.
in
Das würde
2022.
ich euch
And
gerne zeigen.
that's what he said. I will show you the video now. Also, Hugo Domnil Coppin hat eine Medaille gewonnen für Probleme, die lange ungelöst waren. schlau zu sein, geht nicht nur, es ist vieles, das um.
It is important that everybody finds what he likes in life. I'm very lucky I'm doing a job that I enjoy. My work and my passion are the same thing, so I hope I can show how beautiful math is and how amazing being a mathematician is. I'm currently a professor at the University of Geneva. For me, math is really something that I share with people. When learning mathematics, we are told not to make mistakes, but that doesn't match my experience as a mathematician. I cannot tell you the number of wrong arguments I describe to my collaborators, but often they just bounce on it and realize that this is saying something else. They say, you know, no, your thing is wrong, but look, if you modify it, then it's saying something interesting. Making mistakes is just an important component of the creative process, and you have to teach younger people how to accept that. Once they start to get it, math becomes more joyful.
Genau. Und die Moral der
Geschichte ist. Right, the moral story. It's not always about the thing that we call intelligence. It's more about the own experience and how you kind of grasp the world. That's something that let us, you know, that enables us to ask the questions. This is the thing that advances us. And it's also the thing that makes us understand the world around us. Using math, we can grasp the fundamental concepts of, well, anything. So, why exactly am I telling this to you? Well, you see, particle physics is kinda made of math. And I would like to introduce some of this math to you. And before we do that, I kind of want to ask you, I want to beg you to not give up, to look further, to look beyond, even though there might be something very intimidating, just as the math ahead. So let's start. So let's ask the questions, right? So what makes the world? What the hell is vacuum?
So, genau diese Frage hat sich ein Herr namens Dirac auch gefragt.
This question, a certain someone called Dirac asked themselves. And he came up with this equation that you can see up here. It's momentum, right? So it's mass times velocity. And we're talking about things that move incredibly fast. And he kind of looked at this thing and asked himself the question like, you know, there is this square and the E on the left side. So if we do some math, then we can kind of think about that there is a positive and a negative energy. But that doesn't make sense, no? I mean, vacuum and negative energy, preposterous. So what he did is make up new equations. And you could think that those negative energies are excluded from the new equations. But what he did actually is using this negative energy as an integral part of his new formulas. He just, you know, assumed that vacuum is made up of infinite negative energies. Infinite negative charges. Now, if you look at the red and the blue diagram of here, we've got the particles, these blobs, that should symbolize the negative energy. And the blue particle, that's the real electron. Something we can't perceive. And this is the way he described the vacuum. Now here's the thing. If you have a beam that is incredibly high in energy and you shoot it at a vacuum, then it's possible that this electron, which is surrounded by negative energy, it just, you know, breaks free and flips its charge into positive. And now that it did that, it leaves behind a gap. And this gap has a reason, it has meaning. And he called it a positron. It's the antiparticle of the electron. And this particle that we just generated with the energy can also fall back, and the vacuum is in the same original state. Thus, he described the formation of matter and antimatter. And the cool thing is, these particles, they have unique abilities. They can spin, for instance. And now, let's talk about rotary momentum or angular momentum. You can't really, you know, imagine this as just rotating objects. An electron is a charged particle, and if it would spin, like actually rotate, then there would be, well, a field generated. And, you know, it's a bit hard to kind of describe this, well, self-spinning or self-rotary, auto-rotary behavior. Actually, at my university, in Atoms and Molecules, we have the same topic. And this picture here, this describes the magnitory quantum numbers. It's something different than what is visible in the experiment. The math behind it is quite complex, though. These are attributes of particles that are not easily grasped. And when I remember back, when I was first listening to this talk, I kind of felt like you, probably, right now. These two pictures I actually made at this exact day. Nice. But these are important properties of the particles that we will need later to describe the proceedings. The only thing that you should really take home is that elemental particles have something which is like a auto-rotation. Something, you know, it kind of rotates around its own center, but it also kind of doesn't. The angular momentum is a bit weird. The electron, for instance, has a spin of 1/2 and is hence called fermion. Fermions actually follow the Pauli principle. That means that one single fermion cannot have the same spin of another one in the same quantum state. Actually, two quantum particles following the Pauli principle cannot have the same quantum state. Next, let's talk about quarks. You probably have heard about protons and neutrons, but these are not elemental particles. They're smaller units of protons and neutrons. You can't split them. There's no fission. But they're smaller elemental particles called quarks. So the person that actually made up the name quarks named them after the German word Quark, which is something of a, well, more fermented kind of yogurt. So a proton, for instance, is two up and one down quarks. And a neutron would be two down and one up. An up quark has the charge 2/3 and a down and an up of 1/3. So with a proton you get one, and with a neutron you get zero.
When particles have an integer spin, they are called bosons. These bosons, they are interesting because they can have the same quantum state. They don't underlay the Pauli principle. That's interesting when we look at lasers, for instance. But lasers alone would not be possible if bosons wouldn't have this property. And further bosons are, for instance, gluons. You can see them up here. These are orange connectors between the quarks. They hold the quarks together so they don't fall apart. And then we have a very particle. It's the Higgs particle. And I want to tell you a story about this. 4th July 2012 was a Wednesday. Newspapers in Germany said that around a 250,000 of the people talk as need support, and despite that they work. At this day there was also happening the various other things, and there was the national holidays. Yet each year on 4th of July the USA celebrate their Independence Day. That's about it. But on this seemingly normal 4th of July we discovered a new world, a world inside our world. On this date, the following was announced, something that belonged to the deepest deepest discoveries of our world. In a subterranean plant in Switzerland and France, they were searching for something which has been searched for since 50 years, the Higgs particle. The Higgs particle is very special. We only have mass because of the Higgs particle. The Higgs particle is a particle which gives things a mass. We say it, we live in a Higgs field. What does it mean? Each particle which has a mass is inside this Higgs field and is kept back, like in a pool, for instance, in a swimming pool. So if you swim through water, you are held back. We can think about it the same way with particles that have mass. Particles with a lot of mass, they interact strongly with the Higgs field, so they are slower. And particles without the mass, they can move freely. For instance, something like photons. And something which is were interesting about it is mass weren't always there. At the beginning of the universe, there was nothing, not such thing as mass. It only got created some instance after the creation of the universe. So now the question is, this is the standard model of particle physics. It's a bunch of particles, of part of which we looked at now. We see the up quark, which we see in protons and neutrons. We also see the down quark. We have the charm and the strange quark, top and bottom quarks. These are similar to the other quarks. We also have things like leptons that we talked about, like an electron, for instance. We also have neutrinos, which are even smaller particles, which also have to do with mass. We have muons and the tauons, which are heavier particles of electrons. And then there's also the Higgs boson, which we talked about. This is an entire zoo of particles. So the question arises, that's strange. Why exactly these particles? Why not more? Why not less? Did we find all of them? Have we? Yeah, that's a question which concerns me a lot, or concerns physicists a lot. And that's also why I plan to go into particle physics and do research in this topic. And I know that particle physics can be really strange at points, but I want to animate you to think about such things. How can it be that our world, which is constructed of such things, which consists of such things, how can this be? Maybe we just have to do more research or more thinking about it. And yeah, that was my talk about particle physics. Thank you very much.
Ja, vielen, vielen Dank.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm a bit smarter now than before the talk, but if you also have questions, now is the time.
Und dann klettere ich zu euch durch. Da drüben ist eine.
So, there is a question here in the room, which I will try to find now.
Also, meine Frage.
Hello, my question is, can it be shown experimentally, these things, and if yes, how? Or is it more a thing of there were calculation that things have to be like that, and if not, it would not fix? Well, the thing is, first you usually have theories and calculation, and then it's verified experimentally. Everything that I talked about, gluons, quarks, etc., they were all verified experimentally. For instance, in a particle accelerator at CERN, they crashed two protons, and then so-called jets are produced, which have different deviations. And based on the angles, for instance, of this deviation, we can conclude to the number of gluons which are inside it.
Next question. How do you know that there is no other particles, no? I mean, we also did a lot of research to kind of get to the Higgs boson. So, can we really say that's it? Well, you know, if it comes to particle physics, we usually start with the theories, like, so is there an issue with some of the formulas, some of the theories, just like dark matter right now? And then we basically try to resolve these things, looking for gaps, trying to, you know, kind of fix them, building new, larger facilities, like a new collider that's, well, probably under construction in the next few years.
weil man eben nicht weiß, wann es eigentlich vorbei ist und wann man die
You know, we can't really say that's it, right? But usually it actually starts from the theory. Next, and more questions. There.
Du hast jetzt gesagt, dass sich Protonen
so nicht spalten lassen. You just said that protons and neutrons cannot fission. So, but they're made out of quarks. So why? And that's okay. So that's basically because of those gluons, the glue particles that kind of hold the quarks together, kind of connect them. And these are not separable. But we would have to dive into, well, deeper into the theories now. So imagine if we put a lot, and I mean a lot of energy into that, we can kind of create a quark gluon plasm. But we can't really, you know, separate them and say, this is an up quark. So, at the beginning you said that Dirac translated vacuum into negative energy. And second question, is that still up to date? And second question is, so is there, when does the vacuum start? So the ideal vacuum is basically no particles. That's it. Just a volume without. And the thing is, something like negative energy, we can't really prove because it doesn't really exist in our world. It's more something that comes from theory and lives inside the equations. And you kind of start from there building a concept to try and grasp it and understand whatever's going on. You can also describe positrons as particles that actually can travel back in time. It's a different interpretation, really. And at this point, you really have to talk about interpretations of this kind of concept to get more, well, points of view. There's another question coming up. Thanks for the lovely talk. Actually, new things for me. You said, when you talked about the Higgs boson, you actually said that matter kind of existed after a certain point. Can you elaborate on that, please? Okay, so now we're actually going into a very abstract mathematical theorem. You can kind of imagine it the way. Okay, so this whole thing has a lot in common with symmetry, right? So it's all about symmetry. And at the start, at the beginning of the universe, you assume that everything was symmetrical. So assuming that mass, if mass is symmetrical, imagine the Higgs field being symmetrical. At this point, when the symmetry is there, there's no mass. Only when breaking this symmetry, mass can spring into existence. So, in our theory, for a very short time, probably infinitesimally short, there's no mass. So we kind of think about a stable state, a metastable state, that kind of broke and gave rise to mass. Any more questions? Up here, the front.
Ja, wie lang studierst du jetzt schon? Und
so how long do you study physics? Or have you been studying physics at this point? And does everything make sense to you? All right, So I'm in first semester. I just started my career. And I have to tell you, the whole math behind it, I'm about to wrap my head around, but I'm still far from grasping it. But I am well on track to kind of get a better understanding of the whole theorem behind it. But I actually have to tell you, like, I'm not at a point where I'm confident and where I'm satisfied with the understanding that I have. More questions? No. Well, give it up for Rosa.
And there is still a signal angel question. I wanted to do the outro already here. From the various competing theories, do you have a favorite? Which one is the best? Like the supersymmetry, etc. I haven't seen who asked this question. Which theories do you think, please? We have, for instance, loop quantum supersymmetries, one of the M theories, etc. Which one do you like best? Well, I'm not a big fan of the string theories and these super theories. But it's probably not good that I say this right now, because I'm just starting my studies. But I like things which don't happen in 11 dimensions. That would be my wish. But if theory says we are actually in a world of 11 dimensions, then I have to accept it. But of course, I will probably first do research within our three dimensions. And it seems now that there are no more questions. So thank you to Rosa, and thanks to you for listening to the English translation.